Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Spring is heating up as far as real estate in this market. And you were telling me off the mic, it's still a seller's market.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's getting crazy.
It is. And is spring typically a busier time for you?
And yes.
Yeah. It makes sense because people are getting out of their caves.
Yes. They're sick of sitting around scrolling on their phones.
Yeah. Or they've had all winter long to think, ugh, I need to get this thing. We need to sell this place.
Yep. My house is too small.
Yeah.
I need something bigger.
Or they're thinking, just what we were saying, it's a seller's market. And people are telling them that they probably make more money than they ever could before, except by selling now, right?
Yes, yes.
You talk to
maybe
people?
Not as much as last year.
But. Okay, so there has been a difference here.
Yes, it's a little lower this year so far.
Okay, what is the reason for that? Is it interest rates, things like that?
Yeah, interest rates. And,
okay. Yeah, and because the interest rates have gone up, and that's affecting people's decision to whether to buy or sell,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yep, and the economy's
okay.
A little worse.
That's right. Well, you know, we are. Everything's going up. Right?
Right.
So if everything's going up, but house prices are going down a little bit, is that what we're saying?
Yep, a little bit. Still okay. Sitting good, though. Low inventory.
Well, that's what you were saying, too, the inventory stuff. Now, what do you mean when we say inventory? Just the number of homes available, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. What are people looking for?
3-bedroom, 2-bath with a garage, 2-car garage.
That's
pretty
that's
much
the
everybody.
Typical. Okay. Yeah.
Ranches are very wanted.
Okay. Ranch house, they don't want the two or three floor homes aren't as appealing.
I wouldn't say they're not as appealing, but like older generation.
Yeah.
You know.
They're looking to empty nesters, right? They're looking
right.
to.
Okay. Right. Downsize beyond one level.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So by them downsizing, doesn't that mean that other maybe some of these bigger homes are now available?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So families can expand,
yeah,
get more space.
Yeah. And you were telling me off the mic, too, that Galesburg has inventory is better here in the bigger city than in the outlying areas, right?
Yes. I feel like you get more bang for your buck in Galesburg.
Okay. Wow. We're going to talk about some stats here in Knox County, but the outlying areas, you know, we're thinking in Abingdon, Rova, those kind of areas.
Knoxville.
Knoxville. Inventory's tough, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Just not as many homes available.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What is available in those areas? And what is available is going higher? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Usually, I mean, me personally, I had to wait 10 years for a house that fit my family size in Oneida.
Oh, my gosh.
So
10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time to wait.
I have a big family, so.
Yeah. But a lot of people aren't willing to wait that long.
No.
So what do? They end up settling? Is that?
Yep. Yeah. Or moving out of town.
Mm.
I mean, I settled for 8 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Until you found the right
one.
Home. Yeah. Yeah.
I was close to building, though.
Oh,
because
okay.
I couldn't find what I wanted.
Okay. So is that another option that you're seeing that people are doing, or people aren't building as much anymore?
There's not really much building going on
okay.
at the moment.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not much.
Why do you think that is? I mean,
higher interest rates, building material prices are a lot higher than they used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there hasn't been really been, if you look around, there really hasn't been a lot of new construction.
Nope.
Around. Yeah. My gosh. Now, what about homes that have been remodeled? Are those a little more, you know, remodeling? Maybe I should back that up. To make my home more attractive, we're going to get into some of these, but are more people remodeling and then selling, or are they just selling outright?
Kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Of course, the ones that are remodeled and ready to move into go the, you know, sell the easiest and the fastest.
Well, I guess what we're going to talk about a little bit later on is some of these tips when you're getting ready to list your home. And sometimes if you're thinking that you need to put, you know, $20,000-$30,000 into your house so it'll sell, that's not always the case.
Correct.
Right. And why is that? Just
It just depends. Like if most of your house is from the 70s or 80s and then you go, you know,
yeah,
throw a $50,000 kitchen in, it's not you probably won't get the $50,000 return. It just The repairs have to fit your house.
That's got to be a tough conversation to have with a seller.
Yes. Yes. That's why it's smarter to have me come look before you do a whole huge list of repairs and upgrades.
That's right. By having you come out first, and you can help them see the areas that you can help them with, right?
Is yes. That... Yep.
Okay.
It could be just as simple as moving furniture around, changing paint colors, you know, finishing projects. That's a huge one. Just finishes the little projects that you started.
Yeah. Now, you said when I asked you, is spring, you know, off the mic, is spring kind of the busy time? You said these last couple weeks have been starting to pick up. What's going on?
Yeah, my whole office has just been really busy with buying and selling. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it just? Yeah, right. And again, it's just you think it's just weather's getting nicer and all that, people are getting out more? I mean,
yes. Yeah. Getting ready to start moving around. I mean, typically it's busy right now. I feel like this year, at least for my office, was a little bit smaller or slower on like January was slower for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've definitely made it up in the last couple of weeks.
I'd like to talk about you. Are you from around this area?
Yes. I grew up over by Monmouth up until about sixth grade and then moved to Oneida.
How did you get into real estate?
Well, I was working at the courthouse for Scott Erickson, who's a great county clerk and reporter.
Yeah, Scott's a good friend of WGIL.
He gave me a job, and but I wanted to expand. I kept having children, which were very expensive, so I decided I needed to get a second job and decided that I would try real estate because I've always liked houses and looking in houses. And and he helped me a lot, let me take classes. And I actually worked both jobs for 2.5 years when I first started.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, he let me take time off work to...
Now, were
go to closings. And
were you on your own doing this, or were you working with...
I was working with another company.
Okay, another company. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Now, the clerk's office, don't they deal with all that real estate stuff? And
kind of.
So
not
is that
taxes,
how you got? Is that how you got a lot of the, maybe the interest into
additional,
that? Yeah.
I've just always liked looking at houses. When I was growing up, we lived in a great big huge house because I was one of five.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Love woodwork, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Charming houses.
So when you first got into real estate, was it challenging? Was it you thought it was going to be? Was it harder than what you thought?
It was harder, more time consuming.
Hmm.
Great. I loved it. It definitely keeps me busy. It's definitely my passion. I love helping people. That's the best part of it.
And is it a lot of selling? The way you do it?
Not the way I do it. I don't like the salesman-y approach.
Yeah.
I just like the, if you want to talk to me about real estate, you come talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother you because I don't like to be
that.
So
absolutely.
Try to leave it open so people can come talk to me if they, you know, want to know something. And,
yeah. So you did so you were a realtor for a couple years working your job at the courthouse and in the clerk's office and getting into this new career.
Yep.
Did you know it was going to be, when did you know that this is what I want to do now? I'm ready to make this a full-time gig.
Oh, definitely the first year in real estate. I just really, really liked it, but I had to make sure that I could handle being completely commission based I left a good courthouse job.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
County employment was good. So but they really, all the people at the courthouse, they helped me out a lot. They I got to show them houses, they let me list properties, they referred me to their friends. So really the men and women at the county clerk's office and courthouse in general really helped me get going.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
What was your first sale? Your first real sale that was you, all you?
Oh, I don't even know. That's a good question.
That's a good,
I mean, a lady in my office that I worked with, she let me list her house. That might have been the very first one.
Yeah.
And
were
so
you nervous about it?
Oh, so
were you
nervous.
That seems like a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah. Didn't know what I was doing.
But you didn't know, good. But and this person's relying on you.
Yes.
They're putting their trust in you. And
she had a good house. It was very clean, very nice. So sold quick. It was great.
I'll
and
be darned.
I was hooked.
And then you were hooked. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What makes a good real estate agent, broker?
Okay, well, so funny you asked that. I'm very particular when I let agents come into my office.
Okay.
I want somebody that's honest and will protect, like first-time home buyers. I'm not going to sell you a house that I don't think you can afford, that's not good for you. I don't care about the paycheck. In my eyes, like, the money just comes naturally. If you do what you're supposed to do and you take care of people,
the money will follow.
That's how I get paid.
Yeah,
I don't look at how much the commission is. I don't look at any of that. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's all just, I love doing what I do. I love estates when somebody has to sell their parents' home or, you know, their friend or it. It's just, I love taking care of people like that. I would love to help you find somebody to clean your house out, to clean it up, to make it look pretty, to get it ready to sell. I can help you just in so many different ways. Like, I have people that help with everything.
At what point did you say, I'm going to do this full time?
Well, when I was at the other company that I started at, I needed an assistant. So I got one. Actually, then I got two.
Because you were taken off.
I mean, yeah, we were really rolling, and I just couldn't keep up with all the paperwork. And
so, I mean, you know, you're selling, and you focus on residential, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Yep, we do some commercial, but the majority around here is residential.
But you personally, I mean, you know, what were you selling? I mean, what you sell? How many houses can you sell a month? I mean.
Oh, a lot.
Like?
Last year, I did 123 houses in a year.
That's two or three a week.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I got a lot of kids to feed.
Yeah. So
Chris.
When you were getting started in here, you were building it very quickly. You needed a couple assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point did you say, you know what? I'm working for this company. I think I could go out on my own.
Well, actually, I started looking for a bigger office because I couldn't fit us all in the.
Okay.
Office that I had, so I went looking for a space to rent or a building to buy, and I had just happened upon 991 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, and it had a lot of space, and so my then assistants, we just decided to expand and open our own. We thought we could do this.
And you just said, you know, I'm going to start my own. That's got to be kind of, it's thrilling, but...
Oh, I've learned all sorts of things I didn't know that I was going to have to take care of, like insurance.
Oh, yeah, because now you've got, instead of just assistants, you've got employees.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because before the other place was handling it, now you are, right?
Yes, yeah. I have four assistants now, and there's five agents total.
Okay,
we've really grown.
Yes, and you say that you're getting ready to celebrate your third anniversary.
Yes.
So it was 3 years ago that you opened up Platinum Key.
Yeah.
Real estate. Okay.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been definitely a ride.
Okay. How do you, and of course you opened right when, it had to be.
Before COVID.
Right when COVID
hit. Yeah. We thought it was going to be nice and slow. And then turns out we listed 30 properties in the first 2 weeks that we opened. So that was like, we're here.
Weren't you? But tell me about that first. Here you are opening this, and obviously you were working on this for months before, and then COVID hits. Was there any moment where you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? What have I done?
Kind of. I mean, my assistant, my head assistant manager, or she's the office manager.
Okay.
She worked from home for several months.
Yeah.
So it was just me in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Sending everything to her via, you know, email. And
was it so? I guess what I'm getting to is many businesses I've talked to, you know, that opened up around, they said, hey, we're all excited to get open. Then COVID hit and it just went dead.
Yeah.
That's not what happened
in real estate. No,
real estate exploded,
yes,
right?
Yes. I say COVID was really good to me.
And you went, oh,
yeah.
What a, you know, obviously
crazy.
It's terrible in the world, but for real estate, it was one of those industries that just exploded. So you really saw amazing growth. It's probably not typical.
Correct. Not typical.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So, wow, that's so 30 listings, you said, right in the first couple weeks of being open.
Yeah. Yep. It was great.
Gosh.
I mean, it was not great at the time.
No, of course, it's a mixture.
It was very stressful.
I understand it's
bittersweet,
too, because here we're saying, you know, we're the world is in the midst of, you know, this terrible thing, but you're having the windfall like many businesses had.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did you keep – I mean, did you have to hire – did you start with five agents or four agents in your office?
No, it was just me and my full-time assistant and then a part-time assistant.
Oh,
and
so
then
you were the only real estate broker. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
when did you start adding people?
I had a couple agents come in.
Hmm.
Let's see. I opened in April, I think July.
Oh boy, you were immediately.
Yeah,
you needed people right there.
Yeah, we were building quick.
My gosh,
so it was fun.
Did you find that people were? We're talking with Sarah Varner. She is the owner and designated managing broker of Platinum Key Real Estate here in Galesburg, and just getting to know her and her business, and she's getting ready to celebrate her third anniversary of being open here in Galesburg. Adding new real estate agents that summer of 2020. And are these people that you added, were they veteran real estate agents or were they new?
They had a year in, both of them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be darned. And again, to be a new real estate agent in a market that is exploding had to be just amazing.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Because the veterans, I've talked to some veteran real estate agents and brokers that have said we'd never seen anything like this ever.
Mm. No, it was definitely different than anything I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, right. So residential was exploding. Mm-hmm. Residential was going crazy.
Yes.
And people were looking, what kind of houses were they looking for?
Same, three bedroom, two bath, ranch with the with the garage.
Yeah, that doesn't change, does
no,
it?
No, not really.
How about rental properties?
Have a big rental market here. There's a lot of people that rent.
A lot of people that own rental properties.
Yeah, that too. And a lot of people looking for rental properties.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how does that work? You work with, you were telling me off the mic that you've got a lot of investors from out of state looking at this market.
Yeah. Since COVID, we've had a lot more people coming from out of state, a lot of investors, a lot of people moving because now you can work anywhere.
Hmm.
So a lot of people coming home, you know, they lived here, moved away. Now they're coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
So for people out there who have maybe considered getting into investing in real estate, do you recommend that?
I mean, I do personally.
investing in rental properties. Yeah. My brother-in-law has dozens and dozens of properties too. And
yep, as long as you're not going to be a slumlord, I'd say, come on.
That's right. There, it is important that you have a good reputation.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to get into this. But how about just the person that wants maybe one or two as like a side investment? I mean, is that a smart thing to get into, or if you're going to do it, you recommend?
It depends. I've only had a few for a while, but I tell my investors that are starting out, you need to be very stern and almost not mean. That's not the word, but you know, you don't negotiate the deposits and stuff like that.
You have to take the emotion out of it, don't
you? Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you certainly want to be empathetic with people because, you know, some are, obviously you're dealing with people.
Yes.
But, boy, you have to kind of take the emotion out of it when you're dealing with renters.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
They can take advantage of you, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And they're hard to evict sometimes. And that's just a whole messy situation. Yeah.
You got to have a thick skin if you're gonna get into that kind of a business, don't you? Yeah.
Yep.
But does your business manage rental properties for people?
Not yet, no. But we are, you know, working on something like that, thinking about it.
Yeah. So then if people were looking for rental properties or looking for a house to rent, they would call you up.
And they can still call us now.
Oh.
We have a list that is most of the landlords and stuff in the area that we can give. So, you know, at least they know where to call.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sarah Varner is the owner and designated managing broker of Platinum Key Real Estate here in Galesburg. One of the interesting things that you offer in your business is something that not a lot of places do. You offer trailers for customers to use.
Yes. Yep.
How does that work?
I have a guy that moves trailers for us. He will, drop it off at your house. You can fill it up, and then he'll move it to the new house on, the moving day. You can unload it, and he'll pick it up and bring it back to me.
Yeah. Now, these are the big box trailers I've seen. How many do you have?
We have four.
My gosh.
Yep. Three 24-foot trailers and one 12-foot.
Mm-hmm. And what's the cost?
It's free.
Free to use if
yep.
you have to list with, or you have to, if you work with you, if I work with you, I can.
Or my company.
Or
anybody
company.
In my company.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can use one of those. That's a wonderful perk.
Yeah. Well, it just so happened that I had, it was a four house domino effect closing, and the one in the middle couldn't find a U-Haul.
Yeah.
So I decided, well, we got to fix this. So we got to get something.
Yeah.
And it kind of expanded from there.
Yeah. And so. I don't know if anybody else that does that around here. There may be, but I see your big trailers parked around and with Platinum Key Real Estate on it. So it's a nice little billboard there for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and the fact that you don't have to move it yourself.
Right.
That's a real benefit too.
Yes.
It's almost like you're got a side gig as a moving company.
I try to be one-stop shop, take care of everything.
Well, that's the thing. You're offering, that little extra.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. I want to take care of you. that's it.
You've got some great people on your team.
I do.
And most of them have been with you for a while, right? I mean.
Yeah, my personal assistant and office manager, Laura Ralston's been with me the entire time. She puts up with my crazy.
Right. And you were saying, and if you'd like to meet Sarah's team, you can go to her website, platinumkeyre.com. You're always looking for agents.
Yes. Yep. The right agents.
Okay. And that's the key.
Yes. That's the key.
who is the right agent?
Won't sell houses for the money. Mm-hmm. They take care of people. You have to have be compassionate. Listen, mm-hmm. it's not about the sale. It's about the people.
Mm-hmm.
It has to jive with the rest of the office on our goal. Our goal is to take care of people.
Yeah.
So.
And that comes from you getting started in this business.
Yes.
About how you wanted to treat people.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
And that's a lot of the reason owning my own office was nice, an awesome idea, because then I could be around people that are like me.
Yeah.
And
you surround yourself with a team of people that get what you're doing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
we all have the same goal.
You know, when you say things like, we're not selling it just for the money.
Right.
Boy, you're in a commission-based business. That's not really what it's
like. I know.
It's totally
backwards.
Dog-eat-dog kind of business, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And that's not what it's about.
That's not what it's about. Sarah Varner is the owner and designated managing broker of Platinum Key Real Estate here in Galesburg. And we wanted to spend some time talking about, off the mic, we were talking about some pitfalls and things that people do when they're listing their home, that maybe could be some mistakes that you could help people avoid.
Right.
And we thought we'd run through some of those. What are some of the mistakes that people make when they try to list their home?
It's not clean.
Oh, okay.
Clean and smelling good.
Okay.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Above everything else, spotless and smelling good.
Yeah. Because people make a lot of decisions about that home in the first few seconds that they walk in the door, right?
Absolutely.
Or frankly, when they drive up.
Yes, when they drive up. So curb appeal. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's not really spring weather yet to where you can, make everything beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm.
But no trash in the yard.
Yeah.
Front door looks nice.
Mm-hmm. You've talked about it. You had a quick story about curb appeal that somebody who had to spend a little cash to get things cleaned up, right?
Yes. Yeah. I had a sweet little elderly gentleman that couldn't keep up on his yard, and his yard was beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful house, but he couldn't, he was in his 90s, couldn't keep up with it.
And it was a jungle.
Yes, yeah. Huge jungle. Couldn't even see the house, really. Yeah. I had a one of my guys that works with me go and clean it up. It cost the seller, I think, I mean, it took a lot. It took a tractor. Like, it was a jungle.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I think it was $600 maybe that the guy paid him to make it look like a yard again. And it probably made $10,000 to $20,000 difference easy on the house.
Holy
because
moly.
It was such a nice house, and you couldn't tell because you couldn't see it.
Oh, my gosh. So $600 to clean it up and spend a little money to get it cleaned up meant $10,000 to $20,000 more on the selling price.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's so worth it. Yep. And that's just some of the things that you can help people with, but they've got to get in touch with you first.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So what do people – too often people are doing – they're probably looking on a website and looking at a list of the top 10 things you should do before you list your home.
Yep. And a lot of them – I mean, a lot of them are right on the websites, but – just have me come look first before you spend all your time, energy, and money, because I might be able to help you or, you know.
Yeah. What are some things you're going to help them with?
I have a guy that helps clean out houses. So I, you know, a sweet little lady that her husband died can't clean out the garages. I have a guy for that. I have a great couple people that clean out houses, clean houses. So if you don't have the time or energy to really scrub your house down, I have a lady for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like to pay a lot for a lot of things, so I try to pass that off to my clients.
Yeah.
You know, the $600 actually was a lot. Usually it's, you know, a lot less than that.
Oh, sure. There are things that you can do that don't cost that much that could make big time dividends on
huge. And a lot of people can't afford $600. So I get it. So
sure.
I try to find easy ways to help people, cheap, you know, been there.
Well, what about those websites that say, you know what, if you remodel your kitchen, you're going to end up making back this much?
I would be careful with that in Gelsberg.
Be careful with that in Gelsberg. Yeah. Why
or
is that?
In the county. I mean, we're just not, we don't have a ton of $1 million homes.
Yeah, right.
So it makes a difference.
So before you go and spend $20,000 to $30,000 on remodeling that kitchen, talk to a professional first.
Yes.
To see if that's actually, if you're going to be able to make your money back. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Your neighborhood, the type of house it is, you know, the price range it is. It all makes a difference. Sometimes we can just, you know, put some new paint, a new countertop, a new faucet, and that, you know, handles on your cabinets. And it makes a world of difference that you're not spending all that money.
Yeah, yeah. So so basically they just call you and you'll just come in and kind of walk through their home and give them recommendations. Is that? Yep.
Boss you around, tell you what you should do and not do. And then...
Do you have to use a little tough love sometimes? I mean, you know.
Sometimes it takes me a bit, but I'm pretty good at working with people. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's when you show them that those little changes that you made, you recommended, delivered
huge
big time.
Yeah,
when it comes to the selling price, how's that feel when you got to? Do you have people that are just shocked?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's the best part.
Right,
that's a great
Yeah,
best part of the job.
Yeah, and probably. Well, some people, they think, oh, that's really wonderful, but some of it's life-changing money here.
Absolutely.
Right?
I want to get you to your next adventure.
Hmm.
You know, bigger, better house, smaller downsize so you can travel. I want to help you with that.
Yeah. What's your favorite property to sell? What's your favorite situation?
I really would have to say, like, when somebody loses their parent and they're just, like, so overwhelmed. And I've been around a lot of death in my life. So I like to take care of people that have grief and don't know where to go and don't know what to do and just let me help you, you know.
You can kind of take them by the, because that's kind of what they need. They're so overwhelmed with all the other details. They need somebody just, I got to get rid of this house.
Yep.
My mom and dad's house. I just need some, please help me. Yeah. Right?
I just love taking care of people.
Mm. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today on Gelsberg Live. If people need to get in touch with you, how do they?
309-335-3573 is my cell phone. I love to text message, by the way, because I don't answer if I'm with the client.
Yeah.
And also, my office is 309-344-1186,
mm-hmm.
and I have a bunch of great agents in my office, so
yeah,
just choose any one of us.
You've got a great website, too, platinumkeyre.com.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, easy to navigate.
Well, again, we appreciate everything you do and you and your team does for our area here, and hope to talk to you again soon here on Galesburg
Live.
Thank you
so much for letting us do this.